God, we just want to praise God. We want to praise God and give God all the glory this night. What a blessed night. It's on a Monday. And we just take the time to say thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us, the things you're doing in us, and we just say thank you. And tonight, KASK radio station, we want to speak to the world. As we speak to the world, we want to speak to those that don't know Jesus Christ. And we have a word for the KASK radio station. Knowing acquired scripture knowledge. The more you acquire knowledge of God, the more you get the knowledge and understanding. And so we're just blessed tonight to have a young lady that's going to be on with us later on. But I also met a lady also some time ago. And I'm going to let her go. I'm going to let her get busy. Her name is Ruthie. We call her Ruthie. But I call her, her name is Sarah. So I'm going to let her come on in and get on, do what God has blessed her to do. Amen, 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 amen. Ain't nobody in you but the devil, and he's a big liar. He's the biggest liar of all things. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me get it right here. Thank you, Jesus. Ruthie?
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you, thank you. Good evening, everyone. The word says, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. My brothers and sisters, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to introduce our on-fire Holy Ghost inspired woman of God, keynote speaker for tonight. She has a great love for God, and she has been called by God. She is anointed and an appointed woman of God. While doing her great work ministry, she touches many lives as she goes from state to state in her 18-wheeler. She's a very giving woman of God, sharing the word, praying, feeding the hungry and the homeless, or anyone she comes in contact with. She has been praying, and she has been prayed for. She has a word for us tonight, so let's sit back and listen as our sister, Mrs. Audrey Jones, a.k.a. Sister Audrey, fills our cup with what God has given her to share with us tonight. I have one short song, and then our sister will be on. Amen? Amen.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back, Sister Audrey. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruthie. Hello, 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 everyone. Good evening to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of KS Radio on tonight. Wow, fill my cup, Lord. Yes, thank you so much. I'd like to thank Dr. Hunter for this opportunity to bring the word on tonight. I'd just like to thank God for this opportunity. Oh, God, thank you for this moment. Thank you, oh, God, for your spirit. Let your spirit come on in and saturate our spirit, our minds, souls, oh God, that we may hear and receive and absorb all that your spirit has for us on tonight, God. Asking, God, that you would take full control on tonight. Take total control. We surrender totally to you on tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for today. I thank God for this moment in time. Thank God for the word on today. Thank God for the cross. Wow. I want to go ahead and go into the scripture. Luke 23 and 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. After all Jesus had went through, and he was on his way to the cross, and he was on the cross, and he began to cry out to God for the people. He came to his own people, and they received him not. They crucified the Savior of the world. My God, they beat him up the hill. They spit on him. They slapped him. I begin to even think, my God, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the people? Even in today's society, after all Jesus did, after all he went through, nobody. There are so many that don't want to receive him. There are so many that don't want to receive his word, his teaching. He forgave them anyway, and he forgives us as well because of his love for mankind. He still cried out, forgive them, Father, for the evilness that they portrayed. Forgive them, O my Father, for not taking heed to the word that was given to them. They don't understand, and they didn't understand who they were rejecting. Forgive them, Father, for seeking to destroy the one who truly loves them. My God, forgive them for denying the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, my God, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Luke 23 and 43 says, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He was talking to the thief on the cross. There were two thieves that were crucified with Christ. He was in the middle. And the one on his right pleaded with him to not forget him. And he told him, today you shall be with me in paradise. The Jews rejected him. The so-called righteous people rejected him. But the sinner received him. The sinner realized that death couldn't touch the kingdom of God. The thief knew that he needed to accept Jesus in order to be free and to be renewed. My God, my Savior, Jesus Christ, dominated the crucifixion. John 19:26-27 says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith to his mother, woman, behold thy son, exclamation point. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother, exclamation point. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. I read that and I looked at it. And I thought how John was the only one of the disciples that was at the crucifixion. I began to think about how John was the only one who got so close to Jesus that he had a chance to lay in his bosom. There's something about the bosom. It's just like a baby. When that mother picks up that baby and he's close to her, he can feel the heartbeat. And that calms him. That's a calming. It's just so soothing to be so close to that mother, knowing that you're protected. John was the only one who was able to have the encounter that he did on the Isle of Patmos. He was the only one who truly loved Jesus. He was the one that Jesus entrusted the care of his mother. He said, woman, behold thy son. And he told the disciple, behold thy mother. And at the end of both of those statements, there was an exclamation mark. Exclamation marks, it's almost like you're yelling, you're screaming, you're demanding something. It's a demand. I need to get this point across to you. I need you to do this. And the Bible says from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. She had other children. Jesus had sisters and brothers. He didn't give instructions to either one of them concerning his mother, but he gave instruction to John. John, the divine, was the one that Jesus entrusted his mother to. He was the survivor of all the other disciples. He outlived all of them. It was something special about John. One of the disciples were beheaded. One was crucified upside down. One was hanged. John was the one that Jesus entrusted the care of his mother. He knew. And even when Jesus told him, he didn't ask a question. He didn't waver. He didn't do anything. He did. He took her to his home. He cared for her. He made sure that she was taken care of. Matthew 27:46 says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Have you ever felt like you have been abandoned? I have. Have you ever felt like you were just all alone and there was no one there to help you? I have. I can imagine how Jesus felt. Although he knew that God was with him, because after all, he was God in the flesh. The flesh sometimes make you feel some type of way when it seems like you're all alone, and there's almost like a fear. Even when darkness comes around, we become afraid. The man in Jesus came through that day. The man in him was without the gracious presence of God. The man in him was filled with the sin of all mankind. The man in him, as well as the God in him, had to go through the punishment of sin. And the man in him felt the loss of the divine presence. Jesus knew what was going on, and he was certainly entirely under the will of God, and he was content after all he went through, even after the prayers that he prayed. He even asked God that if it be his will to remove the cup from him. But nevertheless, Father, let your will be done. Not my will, but your will. So he was content to drink the whole cup to save the world that he loved. He loved us so much that he died for sins past, present, and future. John 19 and 28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now, they gave my Savior some vinegar mixed with some gall. And I looked up the word gall, and I began to look at that. And the Greek word for gall is choli, which means bile. That's what's inside the gallbladder, because that's what gets rid of the waste. It was like a poison that they were trying to give him. It was this thing that made from wormwood, and what it does is it causes an illness or death, and it renders you senseless from pain, so you can't feel pain. It's a bitter tasting substance. Now, he was thirsty. He said, I thirst, but he refused the bitter tasting substance. He refused the bitterness. So he didn't drink the vinegar mixed with the gall, but he was thirsty. So I began to wonder, what was he thirsty for? My mind went back to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, and I began to read that, and I thought about it, and I said, but Lord, what were you thirsty for? Since you didn't drink the vinegar mixed with gall, because he didn't want the bitter. Something about the bitter stuff. We don't like bitter things. That wasn't what he wanted. So I asked the question, was it the wine that you were thirsty for? After all, you did create it from the water. You turned the water into wine. It wasn't the water. And the woman at the well, he began to talk to her. He asked her, he said, give me a drink. And I can imagine the look on her face, and by her looking at him, and she, well, you're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. We have no dealings with each other. Why are you talking to me? Why are you even asking me for a drink? Jesus told her, if you knew, you knew who it was that you were talking to who was asking you for a drink, you would have asked me, and I would have given you the living water. And the conversation went on, and he also began to tell her that whosoever drinketh of this water, talking about the well again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And I began to think about, even after he was even dead, the soldier pierced him in his thigh. Blood and water came out. I thought about that. He was thirsty. But when they pierced him, the blood and the water came out. And he told the woman at the well that I could give you this water that you would never thirst. There's life in the water that came from him. The blood and the water, there's life in the blood, but the water that came from him was living water. But he was thirsty. What was he thirsty for? I begin to even think about the woman at the well, even after all of this. What if she had been at the crucifixion? What if she was in that crowd of women? Because the Bible talks about the many women that were there. He poured out. He is the living water. He is the prophet, the Messiah, the final anointed king. In the water that Jesus gives is fulfillment, rest, and joy. John 19 and 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. It is finished. It is finished. Even while he was on the cross, Jesus was yet working. Because the scripture says that we must work while it's day, because when it's night, no man can work. His night was coming, but it was still day. So he was still working. He was still doing what the Father sent him to do. Wow. He made sure to forgive He made sure to show love even after all they had done to him, after the way they treated him. He made sure that salvation was still active. Even in death, salvation is possible. He made sure that his mother was taken care of. he made sure that John had a mother. When he cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," my God, why hast thou forsaken me? They thought he was calling Elias or somebody else. He was calling out to his father. As a man, and then as the savior of the world, he said, "I and my father are one." But they didn't understand. They still didn't understand. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." To go on to that 45th verse, "that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Jesus exhibited what he taught. I couldn't imagine a better time for him to put this into action. Even after all they did, while on the cross, he showed his love. Even after all of that, can you follow suit? Can I? Should I? Should you? Jesus is our teacher. He's our guide. He's everything that we need. One scripture even said that Jesus commends his own spirit back to God. Thought about that, how graceful that was. What grace, what finesse. He knew who he was, he knows who he is, and he knows who he belongs to. He came to his own, and they denied him. They crucified him. If they had only known who he was when he touched down, they had only known. Jesus was prepared. He had all of his situations in order. He had everything. Final preparation was made. His house was in order, so to speak. He had no issues doing what he was sent to do. He had no issues doing what he needed to do. And he said what needed to be said, and he knew exactly when to say it. Jesus is still on the right hand of the Father. He is still and always will be the King of Kings. He will always be the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the Alpha and Omega, the Bright and Morning Star. My God, he is always the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He is always my protector, my savior, still my brother, my mother, my father. He will always be who he says he is. I am that I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He was rejected by his own, but he was received by the so-called outsiders. The woman at the well. I go back to that conversation that they had. And after the conversation, she ran and told everybody about the man that she had met. Jesus was prepared. He was prepared. Glory to God. To do what he was sent to do. Amen. I'm done. If anybody has any comments or anything that they would like to say, hallelujah, Jesus.
Ruthie?
I just want to say this was absolutely beautiful. I was just following you, and I could... It was so passionate, and it was just absolutely beautiful, Sister Audrey. Thank you very much for just breaking it down and taking the time out to deliver that word to us.
Amen.
I thought,
thank you.
Eli, amen. Eli, lama sabachthani. It's, it is finished. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Amen, Sister Audrey.
I'm gonna open the line. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Charles. Y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay. First, I want to thank the woman of God for bringing such a great message today. Great job. Truth was told. It's all you can do is give it the way God give it up to you. Abraham,
amen.
They say.
Thank you, brother.
Abraham was the first one to know him as El Shaddai. El Shaddai has about 1,000 meanings, but the main three meanings that I want to talk about, and I want to talk about one, but it means the strong one, the mighty one. It means the nurturer. It means the breasted one. And that's what you talked about tonight, was the bosom.
Yeah.
A child, like you said. My children was born during when the sudden death syndrome was red, they were high, causing a lot of deaths in America. This when my children were born. I used to take them. Either they laid on my chest at night, my breast at night to breathe to help them keep their rhythm going. Else they laid on their mother's breast at night. And we took turns changing them back and forth to keep that rhythm to protect those children. We didn't want to lose our children to sudden death syndrome. And that's what God does. He brings you close to his breast. It's nothing about the rhythm. Soothing, like you said, very soothing. And I didn't lose a child. We didn't lose a child to sudden death syndrome because of that. God is the greatest nurturer in the world. If mankind would turn to God, I keep saying it, most of the sin in the world would be gone. All of mankind's not going to turn, but the majority of us would turn to God. Everything we need, he's all we need. And number two, and I'm going to leave it open to somebody else. I study a lot, and they said the reason Jesus cried out, he could feel the Spirit of God leaving him. The Spirit is life. when he created Adam, when he formed Adam from the dust of the earth, was he said he breathed into his nostrils. He breathed his spirit into Adam. And Adam became what? A living soul.
Living
spirit
soul.
Quickly
yeah.
gets light. That's why when Jesus felt his Father depart from him, he cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" God didn't forsake him, but he had to separate his spirit from Jesus in order for Jesus to die. I'm going to leave the lines open.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Anybody else? Next line open. Line open. Ten oh two, your line is open. Line 6, 1, 6, 21. Your line is open. The last four of your cell number. 1, 6, 4, 1. Your line's open.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Dr. Hunter. I just enjoyed this lesson. Man, so truly taught. It's just truly a blessing, and it caught my attention, all of it, and I just love the way she executed the scriptures and speaking on the Jesus as living water, thirsting after God, you know, after the Word of God, like you have a physical thirst, and you're thirsting after God, and God is called the fountain of life, living water. So when he told her that she would never thirst again, because she would be thirsting always after the Word of God, and it was just beautiful to hear that. I just loved it, and I just want to say I really truly thank you, my sister, for really bringing that that word fully tonight and explaining it. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Line 7515. Open. 7515. Last four. 7515. Line open.
Praise God. I didn't get to hear all. This is Mother Bobby. I didn't get to hear all the message, but what I heard was very inspiring. It's very touching. It opened up the passage of scripture where saved and unsaved can understand who Jesus is and what his purpose was on this earth. Amen. And who he was, even to his obedience. Until he went back to the Father, he gave up the ghost for each and every one of us to keep us and to carry us as we are down on this earth, on this journey. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mother. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you.
Amen. Line 1787, open. Line open. Amen. Line 1787. 1787. Line open. My God, my God.
Dr. Hunt, I didn't get to hear the message. I came in at the end, but I heard the comment, and I'm just listening.
All right. And you are?
Roberta Gamble.
Okay. All right, then. God bless you. One of the things I will say tonight, what God has done, he's raised us up to another platform. And raising us up, I just said, Lord, how can we make this better? God gave me instructions on what to go to and how to do it. And so I said, okay, Lord. So I wanted this one more person. 5, 5310. Line is open.
That's me. That kind of already gave my comments. I truly enjoy Sister Audrey tonight. That's me. I already told her how she blessed me in a mighty way tonight, going through all the scriptures as well.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I want to do tonight is God has blessed us tonight, and I got a person that I know. I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Ruthie and to the speaker tonight. Are you there? Ruthie? Let me see. Let me see. Get your number back. Wow. Are you there, Sister Ruthie? Ruthie? Are you there?
Yes, sir, Dr. Hunter. I'm here.
All right. Well, tonight I want to say to everybody tonight, tonight has been an inspiring, a fact-filled night. What God has done tonight through this lady, while she's traveling those roads out there with that 18-wheeler, breaker, 1-9er, you got a copy on me. I like what she taught tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And it was so inspiring to me. I said everything there. I took all the notes. I said, I'm not going to be a copycat. I'm not going to be a copycat. But I took down from when she went from John, the second chapter, all the way down to John 19. My God, my God. And she followed up with salvation. So I want to thank you, sister, many, many times more. And I just want to turn you back over to Sister Ruthie. And Sister Ruthie has an inspiration to say to somebody, but if she get through, would you play another record? One thing I was saying, one record I love to hear is possible. This is me talking. Take me to the King, somewhere along the line. And that's what he was saying. Take me to the King. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruthie. Are you there?
Yes, sir, Dr. Hunter, I'm here.
All right, then. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to say thank you again to our Sister Audrey and for delivering such a beautiful, inspiring message on how Jesus is our living water. And she just went through the various stages that he went to the cross and all the different things that he went through when he thirsted and what they gave him to drink, and that he also gave his mother to John and John to his mother. And with an exclamation point, she broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
And she also broke down, it is finished. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the message just really touched me in the way that she delivered it. It was just so inspiring. I could just feel each step as she moved. And so I want to thank you again, our Sister Audrey, for such a awe-inspiring message and just for allowing God to use you in such a powerful way. And as I started off this evening by playing Fill Our Cup, you talked about the woman at the well and how Jesus asked her for a drink of water. So we thank you for giving us that drink of water, filling our cup with his message. And so we just say, ask God to fill your cup over, running over with an abundance, replenish and refresh you for everything that you poured out to us tonight. Amen.
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 And if you all will give me just a second, I will mm-hmm. get Dr. Hunter's song on. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Evangelist.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Bless
no,
you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. So quiet as you were teaching. So quiet. It's like a quiet place. Quiet place. Wow. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Ain't none like him. This God be served. Amen.
Take me to the king.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you. Turning it back over to you, Dr. Hunter.
Well, tonight I just want to thank my sister, and I want to thank the words that have been sent for tonight. So one thing tonight, we just say, Father, we thank you for everything you have done tonight. And remember, if you can understand what Jesus has done, perhaps we can go and tell somebody else. The book tells you and I to go ye therefore into all the world. And since God has given us a Blog Talk Radio, KESK radio station, we're trying to reach the world. We talk to people in Africa. We talk to people in Alaska. We talk to people near Russia, all around the world. And we how you reach them. Have someone to call in, and we want to pray together. But before I turn you back over to Sister the Evangelist, I want to just say the word. We pray for America from the top to the bottom, from the north and the south and the east. We pray this night that your will be done. And Father, we just understand this created thing that's going through the earth right now. It's man-made, but we saints stand firm. And Father, we know full well that one day it's going to come about. It's going to be those, not the prayer we have, but the faith we have and what it got to do. It's going to be a W-A-R, or the Bible, you said, Father, that's going to be in Magadi. There's going to be nothing but blood of all mankind from the north, the east, west, and the south. But you said, you said the final acclamation. I want to thank you, Father. And then I'm going to turn it over to our beloved sister. I want to thank you for allowing me to meet this woman, Father. I've not yet met in person, but I know that day will come right now, Father. But I still want to thank you. Evangelist Jones?
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thanking and praising God for all that has transpired thus far, and thanking and praising God for you, Dr. Hunter, for allowing me this opportunity, and thanking and praise God for everybody tuning in and listening to little old me, and just praising God just for him allowing me to allow him to use me the way that he does, especially out here on this road. Sometimes it gets real trying, but I thank God nevertheless. I thank God for all things, and I thank him through all things and in all things that transpire in my life, and I thank him for his grace and his mercy. And thank you, O God, for this fellowship. Thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy. Father God, I cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus on tonight, O God, as well as this nation. God, I pray that you will continue to touch the hearts of your people here and everywhere, near and far. Praying, O God, that you would give us all a peaceful night's sleep. Help us to continue to meditate on your word as you give us, O God. God, continue to help us to love one another as well as those that don't love us, O God. God, I thank you for the cross. Thank you for Jesus being able to go to the cross to give his life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. O God, I thank you, O God, that Jesus has risen and ascended back to the Father, to his rightful place. God, I thank you for my family. I thank you for everyone connected with everybody on this line, oh God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your peace. God, we will forever magnify you and glorify you and forever give you the praise that you so rightfully deserve. Help us to keep you king in our lives. Help us to keep you first in our lives, oh God. We praise you. We love you. We magnify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all so much.
Thank everybody tonight for being able to tune in live to KASK Radio Station and his dynamic message that God is about tonight. Until the next time, we'll see you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you, Sister Audrey. Thank you, Dr. Hunter.